Kum len I block your mother. We are in Chalomoy Tzukis, Tovshin Ayin Ches, Daf Pei Vav Amir Aleph.
When can you bench law? At the same time you can perform
Tfilah? No. Neitzachama, when the sun rises.
That's 6:45.
Yeah. We want 3:5.
No, that's Talis, not Lulav. Lulav is different. Okay, we're up to the two dots in the Gemara. It said in the Mishnah, we had an argument, if somebody kidnaps his own son, whether you considered a kidnapper and you sell him, whether you chayiv misa or not. Okay, so the question, so Rabbi Shmuel says you are chayiv, and the Chacham say you are potter. What's going on here? My time with the Rabbanu, why the Rabbanu say you are potter if you kidnap your own son? What if your own son? But you kidnapped him, you sold him. Amar Rabbi Zabayit, Amar Kro, if you look clearly in the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk, Ki yimotze, it says in the Pasuk, if he found the person that kidnapped somebody, it says ki yimotze, that he found him. Prat lemotze, but your own son is always there. It sounds like it's a person who was never there before and you took him. But if he's always there like your son, the Rabbanu say there's no iser of kidnapping. According to you, if every time it says yimotze means it wasn't there before and now you found it. It says that if a person is sleeping with another married woman, it says in the Pasuk, ki yimotze ish sheichev im isha. If a man is sleeping with a woman, bu'ulas baal, who's already a married woman, they should die. So according to you, it should be only if it's a strange woman. But if it's a woman that you know, you shouldn't be even a vera, because ki yimotze. Okay, now ki yimotze prat lemotze, if somebody that you know already, for example, a good friend's wife, is permitted, how can that be? Kigayin Shabbai is plainly, there was a certain house that everyone knew about. The Shchichin Gabbai, in this house, a number of families lived together, so everybody was very familiar with each other. So there's no Isra of adultery there. Hachinami de Petiri. So Rabbi says, right. Amaleh, no. Rabbi, he says, you know where I learned it from? It says in the Pasuk, if you stole a person and you sold him, it says, V'nim tsa bi yadai. And that he found him in his hand. It's an extra Pasuk. So what's he coming to teach you? To teach you that only a new person, not if it's your own son. I mean, that's what I mean. Amar was a rover. Hilcha defo. Hani mikre de dar. Forget about a father. A mikre de darlika, a teacher. Umasdor, a teacher who teaches chumash, or a teacher who teaches mishnayis. Rabbanon, or teaches rabbanon mishnayis. Kimetsuyim biyadam. They're always there in the house teaching the kids. If they kidnap the kid, they taka a potter. Hard to understand, but that's what it seems. Because anybody who's very friendly, according to the Chachamim, like a father, no, it's not a father, anybody who's very close, a teacher also, kidnaps a child, is potter. Interesting halacha. Says in Moravite, then the Mishnah says, if you stole somebody that's half a slave and half free, he had two masters and one of them set him free, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're chayiv. And the Chachamim is saying, such a person, you are potter. Okay, so let's first talk about full-fledged avodim, and then we can understand a half an avod. So says the Gemara, Tanahas we learn, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein la avodim boishes, if you embarrass an ever, a good married. We just started two dots, pei vav amud aleph. Yeah, okay. We learn that Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein la avodim boishes, we're on that pei vav amud aleph, sort of in the middle of the page, two dots. It starts, Gonav misha chetze, if you stole somebody's half an ever. We learned what Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein la avodim boishes. If you shame an eved, there's no, you usually have to pay money, but not when it comes to an eved. You don't have to pay him. My time, what's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda? On my cry, it says in Pasuk, Ki yinotzu anoshim, if two people are having a fight with each other, Yachdav, Ish ve'achiv, a man and his brother, and then a woman came along and grabs a hold of them, the man in a very, not distinguished, place, then what? She has to pay for shame because she embarrassed him. So they learn the concept of shame, right? Because the katzoi says kapa, you should assess how much your hand is. You pay money, right? What does it mean chasom? Cutting the hand off. So it says there ish ve'achiv, a man and his brother. When do you pay shame if it's your brother? Not if it's a slave. Mishi yesh le'achva yotze eved she'en le'achva. Eved is not your slave. Says the gemara of Rabbanon say that you are chayiv to pay shame for an eved. Either person says achiv, achiv who be mitzvahs. He is your brother in mitzvahs because an eved also has to do mitzvahs. Over here it says, when the pay vav amid aleph, and it says over here. Here we go. Now the question is: if we have a machlekes, according to Rabban Achav means even an eved. According to Rabbi Achav means only a brother, not an eved. So, hey, Chidar Rabbi Yehuda over here, when it says you're not allowed to kidnap your brother, how does he learn, brother? Sava ma'ochi la'fuke avodim. Ma'ochi from his brother. It says that one, if you kidnap somebody me'echa from your brother, la'fuke avodim. But not if you kidnapped an eved. Kidnap an eved, you sell him, you don't have to pay. Right in the middle of the page. Talking about kidnapping somebody, and we have a machlekes regarding a half an eved, half a mechredus, and now first we're talking about a full eved. Abuda says if you shame an eved, you don't have to pay because he's not really your brother. It says, oh, your brother. And the Chomis say he is a brother in mitzvahs. By kidnapping, it also says, Achiv. So how does he learn? Yeah. Make a leisha basuka. So how does he learn regarding a chetzi eved? B'hocha hechi dorish Rav Yehuda, how does Yehuda darshin? So what he holds, ma'ochi la'fuke avodim. He holds, ochi comes to negate avodim. That an eved, Rav Yehuda holds that a chetzi eved is potter because he has two psukim. Achiv tells you that an eved you don't pay for, and Bnei Yisrael says the pasuk also Bnei Yisrael says me'achiv me'echad me'Bnei Yisrael. Why is it Bnei Yisrael's extra? Lemutim ishe chetzi eved chetzi mechayin. If somebody has two masters, one is unfree, you also don't have to pay if you kidnap him and sell him. Have a miut acham miut. So you have one miut after another miut, right? Ve'ein miut acham miut el rabbis, and one miut after another miut comes to be marba. That a chetzi eved, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a chetzi eved chaydin is chayiv. How can he hold chayiv? A full eved, he holds potter. Why would he hold a half chetzi eved chayiv? He's like this, because he has one pasuk that says that an eved is potter, another pasuk that says another pasuk that a chetzi eved is potter. Why do you have to have both psukim? A miut achamiut el rabbis to tell you no that a chetzi eved chetzi mechayin is actually chayiv if you sell. Yet the rabban hold you potter. Rabbanon. They hold that from Ochi, you don't have to negate Avodim. Why? Because they believe that an Eved is your brother. Ochi will be mitzvah. Rabban hold Ochi is your brother, your mitzvahs. Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael. It says Bnei Yisrael, and it says Bnei Yisrael, Chad Lemuti Eved. One is to be Maiz an Eved. Ochi does not exclude an Eved because an Eved is your brother. How do you know to exclude an Eved if you kidnap him? Because it says Bnei Yisrael. And then you have Mibnei Yisrael, V'chad Limute, Chatzi Eved, V'chatzi B'chayinu. So Rabban hold it, Chatzi Eved, Chatzi B'chayinu, you take it free, you don't put your potter. If you sell him, you kidnap him, you sell him, you put it. As harder, going to Vezvinayin, sorry.
Seems a bit funny, because he's still a Chatzi Eved, he's still an Eved in one respect.
Yeah, that's what they have a special posse for. Bnei Yisrael, Mibnei Yisrael. They hold that you sell an Eved, also your potter. Because it says Bnei Yisrael, and the Eved is not Bnei Yisrael. And they say when it says Mibnei Yisrael, it's an extra mem to tell you one more layer. That even a chetzi eved, a half an eved, also, if you sell, you are potter. If you capture, you sell your potter. Says the Gemara. As harder legoinim naim. Okay, the Torah says the punishment for you kidnap somebody, you get killed. Where do you find the Torah warn you don't do it? Every time there's a punishment, there always has to be a warning. Where is the warning for it? Abyeishi amam leisignif. Abyeishi says very simple. When it says in the Ten Commandments, leisignif. Leisignif means don't kidnap. That doesn't mean stealing money, it means kidnapping. Rabbi Yechina says, no. I hope from lo yimkru mimkeres eved. It says the pasuk that you are my slaves and don't sell somebody as a slave. The late pligi, and they're not even arguing. Ma kachashi lav the gneva, ma kachashi lav the mchida. They're both agreeing you're not allowed to steal. One emphasizes the two parts to this avera. One is the stealing and one is the selling. One emphasizing the stealing part. Where's the warning for that? It says lo yisignivu. And the other one is saying, where is the emphasis, signivu, and where is the warning for selling from this pasuk leisimkuru mimkazev? Don't sell him like a slave.
So, according to the man d'omer who holds of the leisimkuru, then what if somebody just kidnaps without selling?
No, then everyone agrees. If you kidnap, you don't sell, you're not chay misa. Or if you kidnap and you sell, but you don't make him work for you in between, you're not chay misa. There's three criteria actually, because that's v'is amer ba. You have to make them work. Talk about we learn leisignayv. It says in the Ten Commandments, don't steal. What does no stealing mean? You ask everybody, think it means they'll steal. And it says, no. Begoin nev nefashe gomad. I was talking about kidnapping. Atoy begoin nefashe kidnapping. Ain't no begoin ma me stealing. Amre be learn out. Seva lamad. Let's learn out. Mesholesh eser midesh atoyo nidreshes. Man, there are 13 different ways of how to learn. And one of them is, dover halomad bin yonah. We look, sometimes we learn from the context. Because on its own, lysigli means stealing. But in the context, everything else is about murder, talking about capital punishment, capital punishments. So stealing money, you don't, there's no capital punishment. So he's like sirtzach. He's talking about terrible things. What's he talking about? The benefash is matters to do with life and death. I've come benefash. Stealing over here means something you get killed for. Tanya idach. Another brayser loisignoivu. It says in the pasuk loisignoivu. So it's talking about, this is in our pasuk's kedoshim. Another place loisignoivu. There it means stealing money. And if there means stealing money, then obviously the Ten Commandments means kidnapping. How do you know? I'm going to mom and I'm going to fashas. Maybe in Pasha Kadeshim it means kidnapping. I'm going to say Ulamad, the same thing. Let's learn Mishalosh Ashimidish. I'll tell you the Dashes Man. One of them is Dabra Lama Minyani. One of them is Dabra Lama Minyani, which is you learn from
the context.
From the context. This is the most famous part of Bishmo. Dabra Minyani. And all the other psukim all around it are my money. I've come with Mammon. Over everything else around it is also money. Okay. Now says the Gemara. Just like we're talking about parts. We have two parts when it comes to kidnapping. You have to steal the person, and then you have to sell the person. So we want to know if Edim, is it considered like one story or like two stories? Regarding Edim, do you need Edim to come and tell you the whole story that they kidnapped the person and they sold it? Or is it like two separate stories? And, you know, each one is independent of the other. One guy can talk about the kidnapping. One guy can talk about the selling. How do we view it? So where else do we have a similar example? We have two parts to a story is when people steal an animal, and then they shecht it or sell it. Exactly. So stealing is double, and for shechting and selling it, depending if it's a cow or a sheep, you pay four or five times. So over there, you can steal without shechting, but you cannot shecht without stealing. You know, you're not responsible unless they know that you stole it. If you didn't steal it, maybe he shechted his own animal. What are you coming to testify for? So, okay, so the second group needs the first group, but the first group does not need the second group. Okay. So the chayde, you need one group of agents to talk about both the stealing and the selling. Says the Gemara. There's a concept called apishnaim agim yukam dover. So Rabbi Kiva says dover v'loy chati dover. If you say what about a chati dover, the agim only say half a story. That's not considered edus. And the other opinion says no, it's still whatever they saw, whatever they were able to see, and that's good enough. So let's go through. Eat what we learned. Let's say you have two sets of Eidim. One guy saw him kidnapping, one guy saw him selling it. They were found to be liars. Chizki said, because it's one story and each one only said half a story, it's not a proper Eidim, and they don't get killed. And Rabbi Yechanan, no. It's a whole, each one said the whole story what they can say, and therefore Neherogin. Chizki dama, he was like Rabbi Kiva, that wa dama, dava, vele, chatsi dava. This is a half a story. When I say that I saw him steal, it's not the full of it yet, till you sell it. And vice versa. So therefore, nothing happens. And Rabbi Yechanan says, kid abonin. He was like abonin, dama, dava, vele, chatsi dava. However, moide, chizki, moide, that be'edi mo'acharenim shal ben soyde moide. Now, ben soyde moide is a number of stages. You remember that kid, the rebellious kid? The number of stages. Let's in fact do the Rashi, tells you what all the stages are. Because interesting, we don't have the stages anymore so much spelled out as Rashi spells it out here. Be'edim acharenim shal ben soyde moide. The last Rashi on the page, seven lines from the bottom. Says Rashi, Tnanli b'lim before, masim boy b'fnei gimel. You warn the child for his misbehavior in front of a bezin. Umalkin oise. And then they give him petch. Chaza v'kilkul, then he does it again. Nidon be'esim v'shleisha. We now have a proper bezin of 23 and we put him to death. So he had to do it a second time. Masim by avi v'imoy b'fnei hadayanim, and the parents have to warn the child in front of a bezin. So you hear, so you have three things there. The parents have to warn in front of a bezin the first time, and then he doesn't listen. So three stages. First, the parents have to warn in front of a bezin. Nothing happened. They didn't do anything yet. Then he goes and does it. Bring him back to the bezin. Give him malchus, and then he does it again. You bring him back to the bezin. He killed. That's why this could never have happened.
Exactly,
at the age of 13. Exactly. The first Edim come, Edim Olav Sha'achal, they saw Tatim Abbasar, he ate a whole piece of meat, Vishasa Yechati Lo Yain, a little bit of wine, Megneva, stolen money, Malkin, I say, yeah, we'll give him Malkin. Chsivi Yasru, I say, we'll give him Malkin, the Hainu Malkin. The first time, that's what he gets, lashes. Chazav Kilkul, he does it a second time, a month later, whatever it is, or 2 weeks later. Nadim Bechav Gil Misa. But the second time the Edom come and they say, we saw him steal again and take meat, it's a separate case, but the second case can only be built on the first case. If
you
he didn't get lashes.
The first one, yeah.
Exactly. But it's a separate story. The second group, even though Chizkiah says a half a story is nothing. This is a full story already. This is the second group, even though they had to be built on the first one, is a full story. We don't say it's a half a story. And why would you want to argue it's a half story? Because without the Aedis, that happened 2 weeks ago, the first time around, the second Aedis won't kill him. We say no. Once the first Edom finished their job, because you already gave Malchus based on the first testimony,
it's finished with that.
Exactly. So now you're now a new status already. You now have the label of Ben Sayyamoida. So the second group is telling you a full story of what's available right now. Says the Gemara.
It's a bit like by Asher Shenogach. Once it changes from a tam to a mu'ud, it's a totally different.
Exactly, it's a new status. Exactly,
a new category.
Exactly. Says the Gemara, Moed Chizkiah 3 lines. The Chizkiah Moed be'edim acharei b'shoyim. It's the last group of edim b'shoyim Moed. Even though a half a story normally says that edim shehuz when they found liars and they're going to kill. Why? The first group can say we don't need. When we came the first time to the bezin, we don't need the second group. We came to give them Malchus. We gave him Malchus. So the first group doesn't need the second group. So therefore, the second group doesn't need the first group. Even though it does need it, it's still considered a totally separate entity. The second group, if it did whatever they could. Muscular, I pop the question. So what are you telling me? There's an argument here by kidnapping. And according to Chizkiah, the guys who sell them don't get Malchus because only half a story. So the Edim, let's say that he sold the kidnap. Nami liktulu, let's kill them. Why? What happens, using that logic, when two Edim come to court and say, we saw him kidnap a person. Okay, he doesn't get killed for it, but he still has another Edim. He got Malchus. Kidnapping a person, he get Malchus for. So why can't the first group say, we just came to give Malchus? End of story. And the second group came and said, well, we saw him sell him. You're a separate group altogether. So you should get, so you're a full Aedis. And if you're found liar, you should be killed. Muslim, because just like in the case of Ben Sari Murray, you tell me the second group is separate from the first, because the first comes only to give Malchus. Why can't they say the same with kidnapping? The first group came to say that he kidnapped his Chayv Malchus, and the second group is a separate group altogether. If you can tell me the Kesav Chizkiah holds, the Leilaki maybe Chizkiah holds that if you kidnap somebody, you don't get Malchus. Now, why not? Because since it could bring you to death, if another 280 come along and say you sold it, you will get killed. We have a rule that any Malchus which leads to death, the pathway of death, Lav, Shenitin, Laz, Horas, Mrs. Bezin, any Lav who could bring you back to death, you don't get Malchus for. So therefore, since Chizkiah holds that the first group does not give Malchus, so what did he come to Bezin for? You must have come to Bezin knowing that there will soon be somebody coming along and say he sold him. Because if he didn't sell him, what did he come to Bezin for? He'll never get Malchus.
It'll lead to Mrs.
Yeah, exactly. You had that in mind. So therefore, it is one story. That's why each group is only half. We learned clearly that only two ways he came along and said the guy captured somebody, kidnapped somebody without anything else. One of them says you do get Malchus, and the Chad Omal ain't a Leikin, and one says you don't get Malchus, and we don't know which one it is. At this time, we conclude the Chizkiah gets Malchus. Exactly. So if Chizkiah is the one that says get Malchus over here also, by kidnapping, it's the first group of Edim has nothing to do with the second group of Edim. Now, how do we know that Chizkiah is the one that says get Malchus in the case over there? By just coming along to kidnap a person. Since Chizkiah says that they don't get killed. Because the Rabbi Yechanan Kivan dominated again. Rabbi Yechanan says that we're going to kill the second group. Rabbi Yechanan says that if according to Rabbi Yechanan, if the second group of Edom come a week later and say that he sold them, we're going to kill the second group because they're like an independent group. We're going to kill them. That means that each group is separate from the other one. So therefore, it must be that the first group is definitely leading to the second group, and you get Malchus. Because it's a lav that comes to Misa. If it can't, according to Yechli, can't get Malchus. So it must be Chizkiah who holds that. Chizkiah says that the second group of comes on its own is only a half a story, nothing happens. So therefore, it's possible when the first group comes to kidnap, it'll never lead to death. Sometimes it won't lead to death. When will it lead to death? If it's two separate groups. If it's two separate groups, according to Chizki, each one's only saying half a story. So the second group is saying half a story. They won't get killed because half a story is worthless. The only time, according to Chizki, that you get killed for kidnapping is if you have one pair of Edim telling you the whole story. We saw him kidnap him and we saw him sell him. But if it's two separate groups of Edim, according to Rabbi Chizki, the second group is what? Is only half a story. If it's only half a story, you won't kill him. If you won't kill him, then the first group, Malchus, does not lead you to death. So Rabbi Chizki is the one who holds you. You do get Malchus.
But according to him, the Malchus will be totally separate from what's going on.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. So if he holds, you get Malchus. So the question goes back. If he holds, you get Malchus. So how come Taki, you don't believe the second group? The Chesed group now is a separate group altogether, just like in the case of Ben Sarah murder. Says the Gemara. Lucky. If he doesn't get Malchus, how can they get Malchus? Elam Rapapa says, this is what Rapapa says, Be'edim Mechida, if you have Edim that he sold him, Kuliyam Le'pligid and Erogin. If you have Edim Mechida that said he sold him, there's no argument that he got killed. If you have Edim that saw him sell, everyone agrees, even Chizki and Rabbi Yechon agree that it's a separate pair of Edim and you'll kill him. Keep pleading. The argument is, Be'edig Neva. The argument is, if you only have Edim for kidnapping. Chizki, Chizki says, Ein Erogin. Chizki says that they don't get killed. What happened here? You only have the first group of Edim. So Chizki says, "Eine rogin," that since you don't get killed, kineva luchude kaima mechid luchude kaima, that each one is on their own, and therefore you get Malchus. Rabbi Yechon says, "Neherogin." Rabbi Yechon says it can lead to being killed. Gineva is chal to the mechirah. Gineva is the beginning of mechirah, and therefore the gineva and the mechirah are gineva leads to mechirah and it could lead to death as well. There's two separate Edim, so we'll give you Malchus. According to Rabbi Yechon, the Mechira doesn't get Malchus. Sorry, the kidnapping doesn't get Malchus because it leads to selling. Sometimes you don't get Be'edim, Harishainim, Shal Ben Sayyid Moida. The first Edim of Sayyid Moida definitely is considered a complete Edis, and they were liars. They will get Malchus. Ah, you could lead to death. It's two separate stories there. Even they'll make Moida. There he agrees that the first group definitely came only to Malchus, because there is Malchus there for the first time. You don't need a second time. The first time where you get Malchus. So then therefore, you'll give Malchus because it does nothing to do with death, which is a separate story altogether. Omer Abaye therefore says, Hakam Maidim, every Maidim as follows. Ben Seirah Maidah, there's one case where everybody agrees. Then there's another case of Hakam Maidim, Seirah Maidah. And then there's a third case of Machloik is Ben Seirah Maidah. Hakam Maidim, when does everybody agree Ben Seirah Maidah? Be'edim Harishayim. When does everybody agree Ben Seirah Maidah? The first Edim, She'ein Herayim. They all agree that the first Edim has nothing to do with death, so therefore you look at Malchus. But how come in case number two agrees with Ben Sayyid Moed Ben Mach? The second group of Edim, Shinneharagim, since they're separate altogether from the first, even though they need the first, but the first doesn't need them, so they're a full story. Everyone agrees that if they're found liars, they'll get killed. But Tarisha Edim or Shainim, Yechain Lim Lakoy Sebanu, the first group can say we only came from Malka, they're certainly not together with the second one. Bahani, Kulu Dovakov, let these guys come and tell a full story. Umachloik is Ben Sayyid Moed. And now where's the argument with Ben Sayyid Moed? If Shnayim Oimim, if two people say, Befaneinu Gonav, we saw him steal, Vishnayim Oimim Befaneinu Ochal. Within one story, there's two parts, because you have to steal
so
and drink.
The same Eidos for Gneva and Achil.
Exactly. So therefore, there's two parts of one story, that's where they're arguing. When half a story, you consider Eidos or not. Amar Rabasi said, Eidim Mechida Ben Nefesh Huzmu, if Eidim that said that he sold a captive were found liars, ain't a ruggy, they will not get killed. In other words, if all we have is two Aiden come along and say, we saw him sell a human being. They didn't see him capture him. They didn't see him, taken captive. All they saw was selling him. It's nothing. You know why? The guy can say, yes, I did sell, but it was my Eved. Avdi Mukharti. Okay, because you haven't established that I captured the guy. Maybe I owned him. He was my Eved. In those days, people owned the Avodim. So that's like two Eden come on, we saw you shecht an animal. So what? Maybe it was my animal, yeah. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Keman Ozla Hashmaita, the Rabbi Asi, this din of Asi, who does it follow? Rabbi Akiva. This follows Rabbi Akiva, Amar Dova, Lechatz, he's in a full Eidus, not a half Eidus. Amar Abaye says, the Iker Rabbanon, Abaye says, because if the Rabbanon, Neharogin, what are you saying? You're telling me that if you follow that abundant, even a half a story will listen, that we're going to kill the guy? But the guy's tiny, gets his Eved. On what basis? So what if it's a half a story? But what basis? His argument is his own Eved. What are you killing him for? He's saying it's my own Eved. It's not even a half a story. There's no story here at all. Maybe there's no story here. Maybe it was his own Eved. When did Abundant say that we'll listen to Adam if it's a half a story? This is not even a half a story. It's garnished. Even the Rabban of here, nothing happens. We never had any Edom that said that he was taken captive. There's no Edom, obviously. And all Edom say, we saw you sell a person. What's a Chiddush? Of course, he can tie his Ma'evid. Okay, two Edom came along and said that he sold a person, and he said, maybe it's Ma'evid. A month later, two Edom came along and said, we told him, take that person captive. It's two later Edom. Two separate stories. When the Edom came and said that he sold him, it was before that he was established that he was Geneva, therefore there's no Edom here at all. It's already ended. We threw the case out of court. Because when the first Edom came, we didn't know about the other Edom. They made some kind of winks or some kind of hints that there are other Edom out there who know that he was taken captive. That even though they mentioned something, because the other Edom were not here at the time to establish those facts, the Garnish Mishnah. Moving on now, we're going to the next case. You get Chenek, which is Zakin Mamre. A Zakin who went ahead and rebelled against his peers. To be a Zakin Mamre, you have to have good credentials. If you're a Pasha Deid and you're Zakin Mamre, you're not Zakin Mamre, you're not Moritz. Zakin Mamre, Api Bezin, has to be Dafka Bezin. Shnemer, it says, Ki Poli Mukhadavar, when something is hidden from you, Lemishpa, that people don't really know. Shloisha Bati Din HaYishan, there were three Bati Din in Yerushalayim. Echad Yeshiv Al Pesach Harabayi, the first Bezin sitting there on the footstep of the Harabayis. That's the eastern entrance to the Harabayi, right before Heraz Nashim. Then Echad is another Bezin, Yeshiv Al Pesach Hazar, there's a higher Bezin. You know, the Supreme Court, the High Court, the Supreme Court. Then there's a high bezin on the entrance to the Azor. The Echad Yeshiv Belishchal Gazis. Then even a higher one than that. So first of all, between the Ezra's Noshim and the Ezra's Yisrael. And then there's one in the Lishchas HaGazis that's built inside the Azor, half in the base of Mikdash and half sticking out. First they go to the first bezin Harabayis, and the Ben Seder, and the Zakeh Mamre speaks out. He says, Kach Dorash, this is what I believe. V'kach doshu chaveira, this is what they dashen. Kach limadati, this is what I taught. V'kach limdu chaveira, this is what they taught. Who's right? Im shamu, they tell him you're wrong, and he listens. Amalem, that's it. If they listen, they go on. V'im lav boin. Im shamu, if the bezin down there heard an answer to this question, amalem, they tell them this is the final ruling. V'im lav, if they don't know, then boin lehen loizir bezor. They all go together now to the one above. To the higher court. They're sitting between the Ezra's and Noshim Yisrael.
So the whole, all day on him, everyone picks up.
So it seems, yeah. The same story. This is what I said. They said, this is what they taught.